The hope that I find is in the permission that we give the beautifully kind-hearted people in this industry to turn around and say no to the manipulative people who are taking more than they deserve. Yeah, because I am witnessing more and more people standing up and saying, bitch, no.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it definitely gets to something I've been thinking as well, where like the hope that I see is that there is a wide open space for people to pursue their passions in a position of leadership.
Word.
Like there are so many opportunities right now in coffee for anyone to start something that they believe in.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Mapper Forward's workshop, It's Time to Become a Coffee Consultant. Learn how to diversify your revenue streams and create freedom from your day job while saying goodbye to that alarm clock forever by becoming a consultant within the coffee industry or directly to consumers who have shifted towards home brewing and home roasting. Protect your income from challenging times in the coffee value chain by taking this course today. Go to mapperforward.coffee/workshops or click the link in the show notes for details.
Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Map It Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and really, really sadly, this is the last episode of this series, Kat. This is really genuinely one of these series that I'm sad to see end. This has been a fantastic conversation. Thank you. It's been a delight. And to make it even more delightful, we're going to talk about where the hope is in coffee. So where do you see the hope in coffee?
I mean, I feel like I have to say the same as I said with where the ego is in coffee, but the hope is everywhere. It's everywhere. There are glimmers of hope in every single corner and every aspect of the coffee industry that I'm seeing. I'll start by saying in coffee producing countries at origin, there are a lot of really hard challenges that many, many producers are facing. And there are solutions being created every day. And there are resilient producers who say, these are the struggles and I'm not going to let that stop me from continuing to produce coffee. There's a company called Unblended who's focusing on, in Colombia specifically, on young people, young producers in coffee and encouraging and educating young producers because the age of producers is going up. The average age of producers is continuing to go up. And if we don't have young people entering coffee production, we're not going to have coffee production. And as far as processing, climate change is changing where coffee can be grown. And there are processing solutions being developed, being worked on that will make coffee grown at lower elevations taste great. So we don't lose the flavors that we like. I don't know. You tell me, where do you see hope in coffee?
In people like you. I see hope in the people who lead with their hearts and with their knowledge and lead with their empathy, and they lead by example. People who, for me, genuine leadership is the epitome of hope. When you were talking about people who share their roast curves, a roaster who is worth their salt, just like a consultant who is worth their salt, isn't just thinking about them. They have kind of one finger in how am I cultivating the future and the legacy of what I'm doing? How am I opening the doors or paving the path for the people who want to come after me so that I have made this a little easier for them? Mm-hmm. And that me being what I am hasn't set things behind. It has progressed us as an industry. So for me, when I see people that are prepared to take care of the others, but as well as take care of themselves. So they're taking care of themselves. They're setting themselves up for their future, but they're also saying, this is not all about me. This is about what I see down the road. And even though I see that happening on some days less and less, there are some days where I see it happening more and more.
Yeah.
And when I see it happening more and more, it tells me that the ego that exists in this industry perhaps isn't going to win out. You know, when we can have conversations like this where we kind of provide options for people, where we say, hey, listen, like, maybe you don't have to spend all this money by going to coffee competition. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can think about going to Origin. Like, I've never thought of actually saying that to anybody. And now 50,000 people are going to listen to this episode, and maybe 10 of them decide to do that. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with a barista here, and I said to him, why do you compete? And he said, because it gets me recognized. And if I don't get recognized, I don't get employed.
Mm.
But he can't seem to hold down a job.
Yeah.
Right? So we're in this loop where
it's
a fallacy. It's not really happening. And when I see people looking for real options rather than drinking the Kool-Aid, that also gives me hope.
Yeah.
And the third thing that gives me hope is Gen Z.
Yeah. Tell me more.
For real. I'm a Gen Xer, right? I am so inspired by the zero fucks given by Gen Z.
Yeah.
And the truth speaking, every Gen Z I know, if I say something that they don't understand, the first thing they say is, tell me more. Help me understand.
Mm.
Every other generation says, I know. Gen Z is the first generation that I've come across, including my own, that turns around and says, until I understand it, keep explaining it. That gives me hope.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, that's kind of the heart of curiosity, as we touched on before, is like, you have to have the drive to continue learning. And until you know a thing, tell me more. That's great.
When it comes to where we go from here, there is a lot that legitimately needs to be sorted out in coffee.
Yeah.
And I genuinely think that we're in for some very challenging, I think a challenging decade. I don't think this is going to be a couple of years. I think it's going to be a really, really hard 10 years.
Yeah.
I have this belief that no matter whether it's going to be hard or not, whether you're going to be successful or you're going to be utterly destroyed by something, there is this opportunity for great empowerment, because with that empowerment comes the hope for what comes after right now. When you look at the way that you, like, your career ahead, how do you approach feeling empowered and cultivating hope? Because I'm not one for toxic positivity at all. I don't even use the word positivity. I hate it. But you strike me as an intentional person.
Mm-hmm.
How do you cultivate that intentionality and that hope and that kind of self-empowerment?
Yeah, this reminds me of a question someone asked me one time. I was doing a consultation with a roastery, the staff at a roastery, and somebody who is new to roasting asked me, how do you build confidence as a roaster? how do you become a more confident roaster?
Mm.
And my answer was, it's not about becoming a confident roaster. It's about being a curious person. Right. And if you continue to be curious and you learn from that, the confidence will build. Because, I mean, and this gets back to that ego is, if you're just out to build confidence, you're probably going to build something that's not really confidence. You're probably going to build an inflated ego, and that might not be based in anything real or substantial or proven. But if you continue to seek, if you continue to pursue the questions that you have, then you will gather the information, you will become, and the result or the byproduct will be confidence, or at least knowledge and understanding. And the knowledge that you can learn and that you can problem solve, I suppose. I don't know if that exactly answers your question.
It does. Tell me, how big a role do the people around you play in that?
Oh, huge.
Right?
Huge. Yeah. I mean, if you're, and I have been in general in my career as a coffee person, but especially as a roaster, I've been so fortunate to be in rooms with people who are willing to explain things and to share information and to be curious and to pursue their own questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's not necessarily, unfortunately, that's not necessarily typical. And especially I've heard from other, specifically women roasters who have been in like very masculine spaces with people who haven't been willing to indulge their curiosity or haven't been willing to share. I've been super fortunate to not have been in those spaces as, I mean, I've walked into cupping rooms where that's been the vibe, but I haven't been employed at places that have shut me down or kind of pushed me aside because of being a woman. Being around other people who are willing to engage with questions and curiosity is crucial to being able to do it yourself. Because otherwise, I mean, goes back to what you said before, like you'll be made fun of, or you'll be made to feel shame by asking questions or by not knowing something. People don't learn. Neurologically, we don't learn if we are in a state of feeling shame.
Mm-hmm. And this is a kind of a point that I want to drive home. Recently, a lot of people have been coming to me, and it's a lesson I learned recently as well. When it comes to the people around you, our industry attracts two kinds of people, in my opinion. In 20 years that I've been here, I have noted this particular behavior consistently. We attract a certain kind of insecure person. And that kind of certain insecure person is usually described as this: very kind-hearted, very open, very generous, would do anything for you, very trusting. The other kind of person is the motherfucker that's going to take advantage of that person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're usually narcissists. They're the ones who are going to get the publicist and the stylist for a coffee competition. And so the hope that I find is in the permission that we give the beautifully kind-hearted people in this industry to turn around and say no to the manipulative people who are taking more than they deserve. Yeah, because I am witnessing more and more people standing up and saying, bitch, no.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it definitely gets to something I've been thinking as well, where Like the hope that I see is that there is a wide open space for people to pursue their passions in a position of leadership.
Word.
Like there are so many opportunities right now in coffee mm-hmm. for anyone to start something that they believe in. And the kind of two sides of that coin are, those are the two types of people who are going to be starting things.
Mm-hmm.
The people who have full ego and just want the recognition or just want the position or just want the power. And the people who believe in something, who see a problem and want to find a solution. The people who want to bring people together. And that's so it's in that group where I see the hope. Like the industry is so wide open, is mm-hmm. thirsty for people to start things that will make coffee better.
Mm-hmm.
And if people step into those roles, coffee can know no bounds as far as being a better industry for everyone.
I love that. And you know, also like, don't be delusional in thinking that just because you step into that leadership that anyone owes you fucking anything. Right?
Very true. Or that it will be easy or
exactly. Like
it's hard. It's hard fucking work. It's going to take a long time. I mean, I've been doing the zine for 7 years now and it still isn't like a wide success. It takes me a lot. Like it takes me a lot of time. I only have, I don't know, 350 subscribers to the zine. Mm. And like, it's not a huge publication. I've been working on it for 7 years and it's hard. I mean, even with Roaster Cat, I spend hours. It's it's almost a full-time job curating and creating and responding to DMs. And I mean, I know you told me off air, you've been working on the podcast, releasing daily episodes for years and years and years and years. And yeah, it's a grind. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of energy. And I've seen a lot of people burn out. Mm-hmm. Even in my 10 years in coffee, I've seen a lot of really good-hearted, really passionate people who have the best of intentions and the best ideas. I've seen them burn the fuck out because mm-hmm. it's hard. And there isn't a congratulations committee waiting to you know, take the burden off your shoulders.
Nope.
It's hard work, but it's available. And it's, if you can somehow, as you said earlier too, like take care of yourself
mm-hmm.
so that you don't burn out and then continue to put your energy toward the thing that you believe in. There is so much hope. There is so much opportunity here. For everyone to make the coffee industry better for everyone.
What an amazing place to end this really, really fantastic series. This is easily one of my favorites this year. Easily. So thank you so much, Kat. Where can people find you? We haven't said Roaster Cat enough so far in this series. So why don't you say it just one more time? Roaster Cat.
Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at Roaster Cat, K-A-T. You can find my YouTube, which is also Roaster Cat. Those are the places I'm most present. But you can also follow my Coffee People zine on Instagram. Also, that's at Coffee People zine. Check it out. That's also where I find hope in the industry, to be honest. Like, finding the creativity, mm-hmm. the artistry of people who exist in the industry, mm-hmm. but who are doing things outside of the industry as well.
Yeah, I love it.
That's another thing. But yeah, at Roaster Cat on Instagram, send me a DM. Again, I respond to all of my messages now, so for better or worse.
Good luck with that. Check the show notes, folks, for links to all of that. And Kat, will you do us the honor of signing off our series with Peace, Love, and Peanut Butter?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure.
And yeah, we'll happy roasting, everyone. Peace, love, and peanut butter.
Have an amazing rest of your day, everyone. Bye.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. Please don't forget to show us some love by subscribing, liking, commenting, and most of all, sharing this podcast with your friends. Check the show notes for links, including our sponsors and our Patreon. And stay tuned for more great conversations on The Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward.